friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
I went to something with Suzanne Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
And I loved it. It was a book reading. Well, it wasn't a book reading, but it was like Jess Walters had just finished his book. He was going on a book tour, and we bought tickets. Well, she did. And let me come. And then
I love Suzanne.
I know. She's so sweet. And then we just got to listen to him talk about his book, and people got to ask questions, and he did a little bit of reading from it. And he was just very entertaining. But the cool part was, like, this particular story, like, is this area.
Well, he's from Spokane.
Yes. Yep. But it goes up through North Idaho.
Oh, yay.
And just the character was pretty funny.
So what books has he read, or what was he talking about?
This one. Oh, shit.
Wait, this is why we need like a tech boy.
We got this because I can look it up in 2 seconds. But all I can think about is I really want to read Beautiful Ruins. Mm. And he talked about that because that was the book that took him like 15 years to write.
Oh, wow. He wrote Beautiful Ruins.
And I think that we just read it for a book club, but I just didn't have time.
Yeah.
So I didn't read it. But the one he was promoting last night was so far gone.
Okay.
So I did purchase it, and I had him like sign it.
Oh,
it's so fun. You know, and I'm like, write me a little message.
So really sad.
I'm excited, but I also purchased Beautiful Ruins, mm-hmm. and I'm going to read that because it sounded amazing. But
I didn't read it for book club either.
I didn't read it for book club either. We're
missing. Oh, because Suzanne was explaining to me kind of what it was about. I'm like, maybe we should review this on here.
Okay.
But I haven't decided. It's more like literary fiction, but there is like a, like he, at the end, he is searching for his long lost love of 50 years.
Aww.
So I'm like, I'm curious about that.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Okay, well, let's read it and then decide.
We'll just read it and decide.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll just discuss it anyway. And
yeah. Anyway, I really enjoyed it last night. It was fun. See Suzanne.
Well, you have world-acclaimed writer, blah, blah, blah. But let's talk about Clueless now.
Yeah. That's right. We were having a craving for Clueless. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Because going back to
school time.
Even though none of our kids are going back to school.
No.
Well, they sort of.
No, I mean, yeah.
Well, they are. College, it's just a different.
It's just not high school. It's not the same.
No. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, we did watch it last weekend with Livia.
Oh,
and
so
some
cute.
Other, like some of the girls were in high school. And I was like, I wonder.
You know what? It was really funny to watch some of the younger girls.
Yeah.
React to certain scenes.
Oh, yeah. Because what were the ages? 16, 17, 19. That was the ages of the girls that were watching.
19. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Different. Even though, like, the 16-year-old compared to the 19-year-old is very, very different ways of reacting to things.
I definitely, I thought that the older girls were the some scenes they were, didn't care about, and the younger girls were closing their eyes like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened!" And they were,
yeah,
it was interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was fun.
It's really. In the movie Clueless, a shallow, rich, and socially successful Cher, played by Alicia Silverstone, is at the top of her Beverly Hills High School's pecking scale. Seeing herself as a matchmaker, Cher first coaxes two teachers into dating each other. Emboldened by her success, she decides to give hopeless, klutzy new student Ty, Brittany Murphy, a makeover. When Ty becomes more popular than she is, Cher realizes that her disapproving ex-stepbrother, Paul Rudd, was right about how misguided she was, and she falls for him.
Oh, that just...
There you have it.
There you go.
that's the synopsis and the story.
I remember watching this. Like, I probably wasn't even 16 when I watched it. For the first and last time. I don't think I've seen it more than once. But just thinking back to that, all I remembered was like, how cute their clothes were.
Their clothes were so cute.
Yes.
Well, Cher's, I would say Cher's closet's pretty amazing when she punches the button and like everything.
It's a dream closet.
And doesn't she like have like a computer thing that shows what different things
which
work with each
in
other.
1995.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember computers were like back then?
I was a freshman in college and I would be waiting for like I would go to the computer lab because I still didn't have my own computer yet.
No.
And then I would wait for it forever to turn on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty high tech.
And then when we get together, my friend had a computer at her house and she would flirt with boys over AOL. Yeah, it was kind of funny. It was hilarious.
In 95. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the best closet ever. And I feel like for about 5-6 years, saying as if and whatever was a thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
My little stepson says whatever.
Does, yeah. But does he say it like, whatever?
No. It's more like, bro.
Yeah, what a.
But what if. I feel like the attitude teenagers have doesn't change.
Yeah.
It's like the attitude is there still, no matter what era you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're sort of self-absorbed and sort of...
Clueless?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's pretty age-old. Do you know, like, I was looking at my little synopsis thing.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what this movie is based on?
Oh, it's a Jane Austen.
Of course.
I know. I love it. It's Emma, right?
Yes.
Oh! You're good.
I know my Jane Austen.
You just knew this.
Yeah.
Well done.
Courtney, you blow my mind. You and Jane Austen.
What do I say? I love her.
I was so excited. I was like, guess. And she knew, of course. So based on, I will read a Jane Austen novel someday.
Well, we will read it for this podcast.
I feel like every romance can relate back to Jane Austen.
Mm-hmm. One of them, Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, Persuasion, Pride and Prejudice, and MR, I think.
Yeah,
her biggest.
I would say probably her biggest three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard a song.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys. You made a great job of the synopsis. So Cher's mom, died from a routine plastic surgery. Liposuction.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's what it was.
That'd be terrible.
Actually, I mean, those are dangerous. People do die from liposuctions. They usually get blood clots.
I can see that.
They can be dangerous.
I don't know. I feel like we take for granted that, surgeries can still be life-saving. They can be life-saving, they could also take your life.
Right. And you don't think something like
an elective
plastic surgery is going to take your life because it's not that serious. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a surgery and it's serious.
Yeah. And
cutting
even
you open.
You're going under.
Yep. You're going under anesthesia. So that's how Cher's mom dies. And I can't remember if her dad, he remarried, but very short lived.
Mm-hmm.
And when he remarried, that's how she acquired the stepbrother, but he was older, never lived with them.
I couldn't tell if he was married to Josh's mother before Cher's mother or after. I wasn't sure, but anyway, Cher's father marries Josh's mother at some point, and Josh and Cher's father create obviously a really good relationship. Mm-hmm. And he is
in college
to be a lawyer, and Cher's dad is a lawyer. So yeah.
He does corporate law, and Josh is wanting to do environmental law.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, the corporate liars.
I'm sorry.
Me and Slipknot. Yeah.
Sure, that just happened. He really looked down on him, like, why would you waste your time on something you're never going to be able to support yourself as an environmental lawyer? Like,
yeah.
Come under my.
But Josh is spending a lot of time at the house because mm-hmm. he is helping Cher's dad.
I can't remember what the case was, but
what is his name?
Mel.
Mel. Oh, yeah. He's helping Mel with some huge case.
Mm-hmm. And Cher's helping too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Only because, she likes to get close to Josh.
Yeah. Eventually she starts helping, but at first she's like off doing her thing.
It's funny because like she comes out like in the cutest little outfits and she's just. And he's just rolling his eyes at her, but mm-hmm. kind of like, you can tell he thinks it's adorable.
Yes. Like, yes.
Always. I think he always mm-hmm. kind of thought she was cute. Mm-hmm. But she was just so self-absorbed to ever notice that.
Yeah. I think that they have, I don't know if they notice it at first because you see them like watching TV together and she's kind of like brushing her hair weird and putting it up and he's like eating cereal and they're having like a conversation that siblings would naturally have.
Yeah.
So it seems at first a little more like that, but it shifts.
Well, he definitely gets interested in her well before she notices.
Yes, yes.
Because she's pretty clueless.
Yeah. So let's talk about, first of all, Cher has a, like, I feel like she's clueless at first, right? Mm-hmm. So she's self-absorbed. She's kind of into herself. But there are certain things that start her on a path of considering other people. And yes.
She gives her debates.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And we're actually like pretty good.
Yeah. They were. Like, as she pulls the gum out of her mouth and holds it while she has her debate.
I mean, what did she say about the Statue of Liberty and immigration? Like,
yeah.
They don't put RSVP on the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Especially in today's world, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Wow, we could learn something from Cher's mm-hmm. debates. Like, they're pretty good.
And I think it's kind of cute because at first she's actually starting her matchmaking do-goody because she's trying to upper grade in her class exactly. and she wants these teachers to. But then she actually kind of gets a little bit of an altruistic high off it.
She slips a little note in one of the teacher's boxes, like from the other teacher, and then I just love when the teacher's walking by and they're like, and they're playing with her scarf and, messing up her hair. That's and so like, cute. She walks in looking like a total nerd and walks out kind of cute. And then it catches the other guy's eyes. I thought they were just the cutest.
We've talked about, that there is when somebody may not be attracted to another person at all, but if they think or hear the other person's attracted to them, it's reciprocated
it's so
a little
true.
Bit.
It's so true.
So that's what kind of happens with these teachers is Cher is kind of suggesting to one or the other that the teachers are interested in each other. And so then they start paying attention to each other, which turns into a little bit of a love affair.
That was probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Little subplot storyline of the whole movie.
They're kind of just these little odd teachers. They're kind mm-hmm. of have odd little ways about them. And and when they find each other, it's just very sweet and cute.
It's super cute.
I loved it.
Yeah.
So she's got that matchmaking going on.
Yep.
And then when the new girl walks in and she's really clumsy, she kind of feels bad for her. And she like gets this idea like, maybe I can help her. Which was super, super sweet. So,
because weren't you thinking, you know, they're at gym class and they're all supposed to be playing tennis, but none of them can because like one has just had plastic surgery on her nose and there's all these things.
One can't mess her nails up or whatever.
I love the way. So this is from my tennis instructor. And if I get your instruction, it'll undo what I've just worked on.
So all these girls are in these like funny, like overdressed tennis outfits, standing against the fence. Comes this like,
like you had to have uniforms. Like everybody, like you changed into your ugly.
I can't even like the gym clothes.
We had to bring shorts and t-shirt from home.
We had polyester shorts,
like super sweaty. Not stretchy.
No, and it was like the thick, weird polyester.
Yes, that was so popular back then.
Like that. This is maybe 80s.
Yeah.
80s. Mid 80s when I had to wear those
are awful. I cannot imagine.
But we had to also take showers.
Yeah.
Kids don't take showers anymore.
There was this rumor of Mrs. Gray. She was the PE teacher, and this was before my time because she was a health teacher when I got to school. But she would stand there and like make you throw your towel over your shoulder and walk completely naked in a line and watch you guys shower.
Oh,
like it's a little
uncomfortable.
Yeah, that was the 80s.
Anyway, I feel like Harry's going to, you know, be.
They would not allow that now.
Kids don't take showers anymore either.
I remember in my high school, I remember one time we had swimming like the same, and it was happening during pitcher time. Mm-hmm. And you still had to swim even if you hadn't had your picture taken for the yearbook.
So you had to go in with your hair all wet and take a picture.
What if it was your senior photo?
Well,
senior photos, I think, were different.
Senior photo in.
So like our senior, like in my day, senior photos, boys all wore like suits and girls all wore like black little dresses.
Did you put it over your head? It was like a
My sorority used to do that. My sorority, we all had the little, for the sorority picture.
Yeah.
We all had our little off the shoulder, little black chemise thing that we would all just, you know, that they'd like, take it off of one person and sit down in
a
little spot.
So my stepfather is a photographer, and he took mine and my friend's senior photo. And we didn't have that cloak thing, so we took a pair of black pants
like wrapped it around.
And brilliant. He didn't know the size of the picture to send in. Emily have like you like turn to our page and everyone else's is proportionate, and then here are Emily and I and have like huge heads.
Your dad was one of the first to stylize doing the close-up for the face.
We were setting
so
a trend.
Yeah,
so gosh, with the pants around the shoulders. That's so
rad. Yeah, like pay attention to me, look at me. I'm the biggest one on the page.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
I'm fabulous.
Yeah, they didn't let us submit our own. They were pretty awful, like our senior photos, but.
We just
I digress.
Mine was just like, it was turning in for all of our kids here. And
they're fun now. Kids can do whatever they want.
That's how mine was.
Yeah.
They can kind of show their personality, you know, whatever that is. But
so
anyway.
When I tried to turn in the one of me, you know, like, you know, lassoing kittens, they.
This is my personality.
Oh my God.
I love cats and I love to take them in to get fixed.
Oh, Val, you and your...
I can see you out in your yard last week, all those, like, stray cats.
It's true. It's true. When Lisa headed over here today, I was like,
I'm like, what are you... She's walking around, like, looking with a plate of cat food. I'm like,
no, there's five more... There's 15 new kittens this
year. No, no. I thought we were getting rid of them.
Well, no, that's because last year I didn't get as many into the pound. So that's why this year we have our kittens.
This is like shoveling snow in a blizzard.
It is.
I know how to fix the problem, but.
You're going to get your BB gun out here. You're going to sit out here on Valerie's deck.
They are so cute.
Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, we just need to get, well, I don't know. It's,
yeah, I know. It's anyway, rough. It's another story.
So they're very cutely dressed in tennis outfits, standing along the fence. And Brittany Murphy is brought in by the PE teacher and introduced to everybody. And she's definitely gawky and kind of homely looking.
Yeah, mildly stonery in Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
And if Cher, I was thinking about this, if Cher hadn't brought her into their circle, mm-hmm. what would have happened? I mean, she would have just been like.
She would have immediately become a skater boy, girl.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. I mean, I think she would
have absorbed her.
Maybe yeah. so. I just
there were
felt
definitely
like,
very distinct cliques at that high school.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like you had your jocks.
And well, I just like, felt hey, like she would, she was absolutely not a yeah. part of that. And it would, and Cher was very nice and brought her in and mm-hmm. said, hey, what, come over here and yeah. come talk yeah. to us. And I thought yes. that was.
But I like as she interacted with kids outside of her clique, you know, mm-hmm. she was always really sweet.
I know. I love yeah. like that about her.
Yeah.
A lot.
And I think that that's really cute because in the beginning of the movie, they show her and portray her as just being this kind of shallowy person. But then kind of through Paul Rudd's character, you see him pointing out all of her depth. And then you see her starting to realize that this is more of who she is than her shallow dress-up cuteness.
You know what, though? I will say, like, as a teenager, like, those are really formative years. And I can think back to people, you know, just being positive in my life and saying things that were really kind and uplifting and, like, did give me direction and shaped mm-hmm. where I went in life.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I just think the power of positivity and, like, telling people that they are worth it and that they can be something.
Oh yeah.
Is
and they're capable.
Yeah. Like what a gift it that is. We can give to each other.
I
you
have
know?
To say you two ladies are very much like that. I love that about who you two oh. ladies are.
Well, I think that about you too. That's absolutely. Why we feel so good when we're around each other.
That's true. This is true.
I just thought it was because you were using lotion, Courtney.
No, it was because of you.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. But, yeah, that's such a cool thing that you pointed out.
Yeah.
Because that definitely was a big part of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Character so, growth. Yeah. So she brings Brittany Murphy in and mm-hmm. she's like, mm-hmm. we're going to find you a boyfriend.
Yes.
And we're going to make you like – she gives her a whole
makeover.
Buys clothes, they go shopping, she teaches her how to dress, how to act, and then she chooses this guy.
Elton.
Elton.
That's right.
Yes.
For her. And, oh, Lisa and I, we were talking about the things that she said, but this is later. Okay, we'll get into that in a minute. Anyway, so she's like, Elton is, she's like, okay, to get Elton's attention.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. Oh, her boy gettings.
Her boy getting skills were pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I could have used some of those tips.
So
actually, I
there
have
were
those
two.
Tips
there were two different. One was to get Elton. I
but
can't
the other
remember.
One was Christian. She really yes. went hard. On
yeah,
Christian.
She liked Christian, mm-hmm. who was a boy who had just come to the school for part of the year, and he dressed so amazingly well.
Oh, he did.
And he was such a cutie. I mean, he was just
cute.
Adorable
yes.
personality, mm-hmm. little
and
boy.
So she felt like she should make herself as that well with
yeah. Christian. Well, with everyone doing so well, maybe I should look out for myself, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. And she waited until she got everybody like settled.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then she's like, "Now for me, I get to have my turn."
Yes. Yes. And so these are the things that she did to get Christian's attention.
Yes.
Like
yeah,
it was. She would drop things off like her table and be like, picking them up all seductively.
Yes.
And send herself gifts.
Yes. Because it shows the people she's wanted because people. Mm-hmm. So she has flowers sent to her in class and chocolates.
And she makes a point of sharing them with everyone.
Yes. Like, look what somebody gave me.
And then also you want to draw attention to your mouth.
And yes.
She and so they think about kissing you.
And then not very many clothes. Wasn't that
show
it? Like,
skin.
Show your skin.
And you know what? She's not wrong.
It kind of worked, other than we find out that Christian is not interested in women.
Yeah. He dressed it
better than her anyway, so she should have known.
Yeah, he did.
But she doesn't know this, and he's looking for friends. Yeah. And he asked her out.
She loves to shop. He loves to shop.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Artwork and all sorts of fun things they love to do together. Anyway, they go out on a date.
Oh, I love
this. And he didn't know it was a date. He thought he was just hanging out with his gal.
Yeah, they're going to go to this club and dance or whatever. Mm-hmm. So,
and she comes out dressed in, like, what did her brother or her stepbrother call it? Like, are you going to let her go out in that thing?
Yeah, so Josh and Mel are, you know, and this group of lawyers are working on the, you know, this deposition or whatever they're putting together. And Cher comes down in, like, this teeny black dress, and she's like, okay, I need to make my appearance. So get the door when he comes in and then tell me he's here. And they're like, all right, whatever. And so the door rings and nobody gets it. But she's like, somebody get the door.
Before that, he's like, are you going to let her go out in that thing?
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, duh, I totally have a cover up. So she goes and puts this like
sheer. Sheer. Yes, that was so cute.
Top on.
So she comes down. So Josh goes and gets the door, and Christian comes in, and she gets her little sheer little jacket on. And this is the moment where he's like, something is stirring in him about her, and he's feeling protective of her.
Her entrance, like, he was like, oh.
It worked.
Her entrance was for Christian, but it worked for Josh.
Yes, it did.
Exactly.
So they leave to go to the dance or whatever, and Josh tells Mel, he's like, should I go and just make sure she's okay?
Yeah.
And Mel's like, I guess.
I
feel like you need to. We don't need you. So
Yeah. So he takes off and he's at the dance, and like poor little Ty is just, she doesn't know kind of how to like dance with everyone else. And so she's just off on the side, and Josh is like looking out for her.
Yeah.
And so they do, they kind of like dance together. And
here's the sweet thing. He's doing it for Cher.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, because Ty is Cher's friend and he sees that she's uncomfortable. And so he's, you know, kind of,
he's doing it.
So sweet.
But in the process, I think Ty kind of starts thinking Josh is kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. And he's sort of into me a little bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So she's like, sure.
And this Elton guy's a dick.
Elton was a total dick. And I think by then we'd already figured that out. Because Cher had really, really been working them hard.
Yeah.
At another like house party up in North Hollywood or I don't know, wherever it was.
Yeah.
They had to use a map to get there. Like, yes. They actually had the map. And they're holding this map, and I think it was upside down. And Dion's boyfriend, the guy, the black guy on Scrubs.
Oh, yeah, that was him.
I cannot remember his
name.
Oh,
he was so great. He had braces and, like, wore, like, really baggy jeans. And I feel like – and then he had, like, this tiny little mustache.
Oh, my gosh. That mustache was terrible.
Yeah.
It was so funny. He was great.
But he's just there like, woman, let me drive.
And then is that when they almost die and then that's the night that they
– no.
Their near-death experience driving was the night that her best friend.
Oh, Is that when she's with Elton?
No, she gets a ride home with Elton.
But at that party, like somebody gets hit in the head. Like,
Oh yeah, that's funny too.
And Elton comes over, like you know, tries to sop, takes his shirt off or something. But then he's like really interested in Cher, and he like he finagles it so that Cher has to come home with him.
Yeah,
And on the way home, he's like making passes at her. She's like, "Let me out, like you creep," but she's left behind.
And he is such a jerk. He's like, it makes sense, Cher. You and I make sense to be together because, you know, like
we're both beautiful.
We both have money. It makes sense. And she's like, oh, no.
No, it doesn't. So he lets her out. Like, that's such a jackass move to leave a girl alone, stranded. And immediately she's mugged.
Yes. And, oh, she's so cute. She's crying. She's like,
she's like, do I really have to ruin my dress?
And the guy who mugs her is like, lay down and count to 100. And so she's counting to 100.
She literally does it. And then she finds what? A payphone.
Yes. Yeah, so she has to call Josh. And Josh is with a girl that he knows from college, you know?
Yeah.
And he goes and picks her up. And
the girl Josh is
I think Cher has a little, I feel like this is where she gets a little, because the girlfriend goes with Josh, or Josh's girl, or whatever, goes with Josh to pick Cher up. They pick her up, and Josh and this girl are talking politics and, you know, all sorts of neat things. And Cher's like, huh.
Yeah. They were being very pretentious.
Yeah.
They were being very pretentious.
And then
Valerie just poured M&Ms and she has raspberries out. So this is what you do.
Have you ever done this?
M&Ms in the raspberries.
I've done this already.
Okay. Or white chocolate chips inside raspberries. That's also good. Anyway. So.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Elton's already amazing. Done with. Although Ty is supposed to be with Elton, and they keep trying. Like, they do their like little fashion pictures, and Cher keeps pushing Elton and Ty together, and he's like, "What?" Fashion pictures. I don't know what that was all about.
They're like group pictures with your friends, you know. But Cher's doing like the group little.
She's trying to set them up and like make them a couple, and so Ty kind of thinks that's what's going on with them. And she's really, you know, heartbroken that things don't work out with Ty. But
here comes Josh.
Here comes Josh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's like, you need to set me up with Josh. And Cher's like a little miffed by it.
Yeah. She does not like that idea.
I can't remember. What does she say exactly?
I can't remember what she says
to
Cher.
You're a virgin and a...
Yeah, you're a virgin who can't drive.
She told that to Ty?
No. Ty said that to her.
Yes. Oh. Yes, because Cher.
Because Cher was implying that Josh wouldn't be interested in her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And she's like,
why?
Why wouldn't he be interested in me? You know what? I think he's more likely to be interested in me than you because you're just a little virgin who can't drive.
Oh, yeah. And Ty feels emboldened because she was at the mall and... I don't know, was with some lame guys and they tried to throw over a...
They were just teasing.
They were teasing and they were like...
They hanged her over a rail 3 stories up with nothing but cement below, which is like...
And
terrifying.
Christian.
Yes. Near-death experience. Mm-hmm. So that's the near-death experience. Not driving, but there's plenty of those.
Christian and Cher at the mall and Christian goes and saves Ty.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Ty like makes the story like huge, bigger than it was, and everyone, and she suddenly becomes more popular. People like, you almost died.
So
Cher's like that didn't happen, and why are you getting all this attention? And now you like my stepbrother? No, I don't. Yeah. She didn't like any of
stop
it.
To it.
Yeah,
but. I was going to say, when I was in seventh grade, I have this incident in PE where, like, the volleyball pole was dropped And because I was like the tallest one for miles, it hit in my head on the way down. And when you get like a head, like anything, any kind of, so it bleeds. So I just have blood gushing down.
Oh, my word.
And there were a lot of people there and freaking out about it. I was fine. I never lost consciousness. I never had like any kind of a headache or like it wasn't a big deal, but it looked awful. And I tell you, for like, I don't know how long, a month, everybody wanted to inspect my head. Like there were so many rumors going on about like what happened.
And you're like, what? Like, I was there. It was not a big deal.
It really wasn't a big deal, but I was like, okay. All right. Come look at my head. I'll milk it. Anyway, that's so middle school.
Yeah.
But it worked for a time.
I fainted once in school, and it was, I got so much attention for it. I decided.
Why did you faint?
I think it was, I had mono. It turns out I had mono, and I fainted at school for some reason. And like, it was, I don't know. It was so cool.
How old were you?
I think I was like in fifth grade. I faked it. I faked it.
You
again.
Faked another fainting.
my best friend was like, "You didn't really faint. That was fake." I'm like, "No, I really did faint. I mean, I really did." And I feel really weird now.
That's awesome.
But it's because I got so much attention the first time. And I don't, I wonder what it looked like, my fake faint. Because my, because my friend was so like, you didn't faint. That was fake. And I was like, no, no, really. I really did.
Your best friend was calling you out. It had to be bad.
Yeah, she, that was so funny. And I was planning it. I'm like, okay, we're gonna be walking down the hall from the gym.
Did you make sure the cutest boy at school was there to catch you?
No,
that would have been epic.
That would have been epic. But
I was, watched Bridgerton.
I didn't. I didn't plan that.
Good. You didn't plan that. I would have thought about that.
I did plan it, but didn't plan it that good. I was planning on, I'm like, okay, we're gonna be walking from gym to the classroom, and then I'm just going to faint in the middle of the hall, which I did.
That's so rad. And now your best friend from the grade is like listening to this podcast, and she's like, I knew it!
I knew it!
I faked it! Why you, Courtney?
You just wanted more attention. I knew it. But anyway, Ty gets all this attention. Cher doesn't like it. And then she really doesn't want to have Josh date her. So she goes on this very long walk. And she,
that's in my side.
She comes to a decision because she's walking and thinking about her life. And she shops a little bit.
Of course. That's how she processes.
Yeah. And then she decides that she does love Josh. And in order for Josh to love her, she has to make more of herself. She has to be less self-aware and become,
a better person.
A better person.
So, what does she start doing?
Charity stuff.
She starts gathering things and giving it away. I feel like, does she at this point decide, like, I'm going to get a driver's license? Or is that just part of what happened in the movie?
No.
Like, that was probably my...
I mean, I think she really takes it seriously.
Yeah.
She does get her... She passes her test.
No, she does not.
Oh.
She most certainly
does. I thought she did.
Oh.
No, she...
I thought that was in the beginning. No.
Yeah, she hits a car. She blows out a fire hydrant at some point. She misses a stop sign.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it's because she's so nervous.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know how to drive.
Yeah. So, yes, that happened.
Yeah.
Another one of my favorite lines is, two learner's permit does not a driver's license make.
Yes.
My favorite driving line is, I totally paused.
Yes.
Blows through the stop sign. Or when she hits that car. Oh, should I have left a note?
Yeah, her driving is super funny.
Or when her friend accidentally pulls onto the highway.
Oh, no. For the oh, yes, yes. That and is like, so funny. They're all screaming.
Screaming. They just come to a dead stop screaming.
The boyfriend as well. They're like, ah!
That was in your death experience.
That was in your death experience. Yeah. Yes. And I don't know why they just were randomly driving.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I think maybe we should leave it as like, does she attract Josh's attention? Mm-hmm. You know, or yeah,
we don't know.
And can we just for a second talk about the fact that Josh is her stepbrother?
That
ex-stepbrother.
That is when some of the younger girls were like, ew, no, they didn't want them to get together. And I was like, yeah, I love these two together.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
But the younger girls, I don't know. There was something that they just couldn't get over him being a stepbrother. It was gross to them.
I mean, maybe that's because, let's just be in fairness.
Okay.
That was 30 years ago. And okay. He's 30 years old.
Yeah. What? Is it really?
Yeah.
Yes.
95 Holy is when it came out.
Moly.
Mm-hmm. 30 wow. years.
Whew.
I know.
That ages me. Yeah, I
me
was,
too.
20.
19.
I must have just graduated. No, 14. I was in college. Yeah. I know. I was in college mm-hmm. at that time.
Were you?
Yes.
But so there weren't quite as many stepbrothers. I don't know that there was as many stepbrothers and step back then as there are now.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe actually know. In the 95s, there was lots of them. Never mind.
Yes. Yeah. No. That a lot of that happened in the 70s and 80s. People mm-hmm. start getting mm-hmm. divorces a lot.
Yeah. The Brady Bunch made it kind of cool. Did you guys ever want any of the Brady Bunch like
siblings?
Hook up?
Oh, that
would,
no. Now that would have been
that
weird.
Wasn't even a thing. But I was curious.
Well, you wanted Greg and Marcia?
Yeah.
But they did in real life, I believe.
Really?
They dated in real life.
I mean, yes. How could you not?
Do you remember Charles in Charge?
Yeah.
He dated the blonde girl that he was supposed to be watching in the show.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
But was she older than she was supposed to be?
Mm. I mean, it's funny because we were talking about, like, Dionne, uh-huh. the girl that played, like, a 16-year-old girl. She was, like, 28 in real life.
Mm-hmm.
I think Alicia Silverstone was, like, 19 playing a 16-year-old, which wasn't so far-fetched. But Dionne, like, fit the part. Like, she looked.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. she could have been in high school. You never know with actors.
No, you don't.
Their age.
They're actors, you know.
Mm-hmm. They can
transform themselves into all sorts of things mm-hmm. and ages.
You know what they're doing. Yeah. So, we want to leave it a mystery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we want people to watch it because it's so good.
It is
it's
a
so
cute
fun.
Show.
But... Okay, so let's talk about all of the matchmaking that happened.
Okay.
The teachers we know get together.
Yeah. They get married at the end.
Adorable. That's how it ends uh-huh. at the wedding. And then they're all sitting around as like little couples at the mm-hmm. wedding table.
And Dionne and her boyfriend are epic because they fight all the time, but they're like Cher also points out how sweet they are to each other.
They are.
And they really do care about each other. And mm-hmm. remember he's like at that party and they're shaving his head and she's like, no, you're not shaving your head. And she gets all mad. She's like, I'm calling your mother. And he's like, no, you're not. And yes. so then they get this big argument.
And I think it's interesting to point out because they were a pretty serious couple.
Yeah.
You know, they were pretty mm-hmm. exclusive. And when they were talking about, like, their virginity, Dionne, I think, was also a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Which, like, nowadays, I don't know that that would be the case if you were that exclusive, even in high school.
I think that, yeah. I don't think that that happens much anymore.
Yeah. So, but that... Did that feel normal in the 90s? I mean, I grew up in Utah, so I don't know.
Well, you know, I agree with you, Lisa, but I don't know. I feel like my girlfriends that were in serious relationships were having sex.
At 16?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. If you were in a serious relationship at 16, you were having sex.
Yeah.
And I thought, why did Cher what was her rationale for not having sex? Do you remember?
I just don't think she didn't have a serious boyfriend. Yeah.
Because, like, you didn't have sex with a boy when you were 16 if you just had been dating for a week or a month or whatever. Mm-hmm. You had to be dating for, like...
Yeah. And for Cher, I mean, she wasn't that type of girl that wouldn't necessarily...
Yeah.
No, she just wanted somebody that was, like, good enough for her. Mm-hmm. She would have if Christian would have, like, picked up what she was trying.
So. Yeah. Remember, she dropped the whole entire roll of cookie dough in the oven and it started burning?
There are so many good parts to this movie. It was so funny. Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the best rom-coms.
It is.
I think so.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Do we want to try to rate whoever Cher ends up with?
Yeah.
I mean, but...
You can't really rate this one. I mean, I guess you can. It's not very spicy.
You can.
Okay, let's rate it.
Was there any kissing? Did anyone even kiss?
Yeah, I think at the end there's a...
It was Disney princess kissing.
Yes, it was definitely G-rated.
Yeah. So not sexy at all. Mm-hmm. Not hot.
But there was character development.
Oh,
A ton of it.
Yeah.
So it was a very relationship-driven.
If she ends up with Josh, how long would that last? I am going to go with my usual 25 to life.
I love you.
Has there been enough character development on Cher's part? She's 16.
Yeah.
She did make some. She's still got a lot.
They're both still kids. I think that they have the potential. I think they have the potential to grow into each other.
Because I think he's 19, maybe 20.
Yeah, 19, 20.
At the, like, his character?
Yeah. I mean, they can grow into each other.
Yeah.
And it just depends. I mean, I think they would have the potential to. But that's kind of true of anyone who gets married young, is as you evolve as a human. I think they both will allow each other to evolve and grow together.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely on the table.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they know each other in a certain way. Like, obviously they were siblings and friends.
So with where it left off, though, what's the chemistry level? Are they still going to develop a friendship?
Mm-hmm. I think so, I think they're, because of where Cher is at sexually, I think that is going to be more of, you know, sex probably comes later. I think that they're going to be working on more of a, it's going to be slow, I think.
They'd already had sex.
What? When?
Did you not pick up her whole comments at the very end?
No.
Obviously not.
No, I didn't. What was it?
Please comment.
Well, you guys know that they have their first kiss. And then she goes, and then you know what happened. And then it shows the wedding scene. And she's like, not that silly. It's the other thing.
Oh.
Kind of a thing.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, they did the horizontal mamba. All right.
The horizontal mamba.
Okay, so nice. I stand to be corrected. They may have moved faster then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just totally tuned that part out.
Probably because you had the girls going, ew!
Yeah, they were pretty grossed out at that point.
Well, it's a good thing they didn't pick up on that. She was just Arkansas, love my mom, love my brother, love my sister, love my brother.
I mean, when I watched it, 30 years ago, that whole dynamic didn't bother me at all, but I was a little bit grossed out this go-round.
Really?
I don't think I ever was grossed out. To me, it seemed...
Yeah. Honestly, it was the dad, the marriage to the stepmom happened shortly after the mom died.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just a really quick relationship because she was going, dude, you were married to her for hardly anything.
Yeah. So why is Josh still in our life?
Because I committed to the kid and after I've committed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even though it didn't work out with his mom, I I made the commitment to the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I totally have a lot of respect for
her. I do too.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mel seemed like a kind of a grumpy lawyer, but I think he was.
He loved his children. Though.
He did. Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think that he also, even if he was only married to the mom, as soon as he made that dad commitment,
he was in it.
He
was very involved in like making sure that Cher was doing well in school mm-hmm. and like checking in on her. And like he was a great dad.
Yeah.
I thought Mel was a cute dad.
Yeah, I do too.
I loved it how she was like, my dad's just as proud of the grades that I, you know, finagle to get as he is if I earned them for real. Yeah.
And I loved how she'd be like, Daddy, you can't eat that. Like,
yeah, she was watching his cholesterol for him.
Yeah, it was adorable. Yeah, that dynamic was adorable.
Yeah.
So now that I now realize that their chemistry, like, that they'd taken it up a notch, I guess that's my criteria is, like, how well of a friendship do they develop before they started down that phase? And how developed
were they? We need to break this down with you at some point because I just, like, psychologically, like, I love learning more about your viewpoint on this perspective.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I just don't think that, like, when you don't know who you are as an individual,
that and I think
you
is
get
the
into
key.
A relationship with another person who hasn't figured it out, sometimes you can grow together, but a lot of times
it's hard to grow together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're going to change so much in such a short period.
I totally agree with you on that. I was thinking about the sex soon.
Oh, the sex too soon thing.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
That's also a factor, though, because like if you're just purely attracted to each other and you haven't established like friends really care about each other. They're
Absolutely.
Looking out for each other's best interests. But like once the hormones are gone, like if you don't have that already established, like you might not ever get that because you've already kind of blown that chance by jumping. In the sack, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
so how many dates, I mean, how many times, how many months, how many, like, what do you say?
It's so situational because I think that there's like, we go through experiences that can bring us close together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that build a lot of trust quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it just takes over time. And I think that real, real trust, it's in the little everyday things. And so I just think it takes time.
That's a really good point. And I think
like you can create pseudo trust.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can fabricate some kind of a situation. Yeah. It's everyday things that really matter.
Yeah.
I kind of agree.
So,
okay, that makes sense.
I would recommend this to everyone.
I would too.
Yeah, I agree.
I think my grandma might not be totally down with like the outfits and the lingo, but I mean, even 30 years later, like,
oh my gosh,
not much has changed.
I would still totally love to rock that the outfits of those
the
girls
plaid.
Are
actually, yes,
the plaid so yellow shirt.
Well, you know, I love my knee high socks.
Oh, me
yeah,
too.
You do,
lots
yeah,
of those going on,
and the Mary Janes.
I love Mary Janes.
Yeah, you both are kind of stuck in the 90s. Well, I'm kidding. No, you're not.
I'm kidding. I wear my knee highs.
Yeah.
For compression. I run in my running shoes. But
yeah,
they would be great. But Valerie wears Mary Jane's.
I do wear Mary Jane's.
She has
and
a
I wear like
plaid minis. Do you have Mary Jane's on right now?
I did earlier.
Oh, you did? Yes.
Oh,
she doesn't have anything
now,
on right
yeah,
now.
Like, my toes are naked. Don't look. They're shy.
Yes, and I love my plaid skirts. So.
Oh, that's right. You do. I've seen you.
Mm-hmm. The three of us together could make it happen.
Maybe, yeah.
So, yeah.
And I wear the knee highs. I wear the knee highs with my
yes,
little workout
do.
Skirts.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and I
you
have
do
to
too.
Say, like, anytime I sit and listen to my kids conversate, I usually, like, need to pause and, like, interpret what just said, what I don't understand. And I feel like, I mean, that was that movie too.
Yeah.
I mean, at that time, that's probably how my parents felt. Like, what are they talking about?
Absolutely.
That's every new age of teenagers come
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, with all the ages we had there, everyone liked it.
Yeah, they did.
Except for the kissing scenes.
Yes.
Really? Oh, that's so funny.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
It was fun.
It was a good watch.
So I think it's worth rewinding 30 years, definitely, and go enjoy that with your family.
Yeah.
And just revisit it.
If you're a young person, it's timeless. So
it is
fun.
Timeless.
Yeah. And it's fun to see what, like, your parents, uh-huh. so like would be your parents
were doing
back when they were in high school.
Well, I think one thing that's interesting about this movie is there is a very strong statement that, you know, our heroine needed to learn herself more before she actually found the love that was actually a better love, you know, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. she needed to figure out who she was and go through and kind of do some self-discovery before she was ready to have a more defined relationship.
Yeah. I really like that aspect for mm-hmm. sure. It was a really deep movie. Don't think it was superficial at all.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay, it was a really good read or watch. What's coming up?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I'm going to look into it.
Thank you so much for doing that.
You know, me and my spreadsheets. So stupid. I know.
Were we going to do Wiener Down the Road? I didn't see it on our thing. I thought we were going to do that for fall.
Okay. The next book that we have is we're actually interviewing the author. And it is called Harry Harrabee's Kenyon Sundowner by Gerald Everett Jones.
Nice. Yes. So excited.
And actually,
I think most of us finished it. Good for you.
I finished it too, and I really, really liked it. And I cannot wait to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
So that, and actually it just recently came out on audio book. So I know it's on Audible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely worth listening to or reading.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious to see what it's going to sound like if you were to listen to it. I don't know if they'll have. I love books that take place in different countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, like, accents. And I just think it adds so much to the story.
I loved it because I actually listened to it on audiobook.
Oh, you did?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Because I had a little guy around. But I really loved it because it was read by the author.
Oh, it was.
See, I think I don't know if I'm going to have time to finish reading it. So mm-hmm. I am going to finish it on Audible.
Okay.
So that's going to be fun to have.
So you'll get both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yay,
okay. Well, that's what's coming up. And I'm so excited to talk to Gerald.
Yeah.
And then.
I like his voice, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh. I know. I like a good voice. And then what else is coming up? I am so excited because it's going to be October and we're going to go into like spooky month and we're going to watch our upcoming movie is going to be Warm Bodies.
Oh, I love that.
Starring Nicholas Holt and Teresa Palmer.
Okay.
So that'll be fun.
Really
and if you want to like look into what's coming up, you can go to myperfectromance.com
because
we have it all listed out like for upcoming books and movies. If you want to, I encourage you to read them in advance or watch them in advance. Or once you hear us talking about it, like, go revisit it, because
they're fun.
What haven't we liked?
There's been very
There was a couple.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, after I chat with you guys about it, like, you pick up on things I didn't pick up on.
Yeah.
And I love it even more.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you make it complete.
I feel like Twisted Love was not our favorite.
Oh.
That was a crowd pleaser. I think it was just I was not expecting it.
No, there were lots of things.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, I thought it was an interesting analysis of a psychopath.
Oh, very good.
So
there you go. That's a very good way to look at it.
I like things for different reasons.
Okay.
And then you should definitely rate us only 5 stars. And
we were saying we are positive people.
Oh my god!
Podcast.
You guys are
Okay. We're PPPs.
PPPs.
We're PPPs.
Yes, we are.
I did it. I brought it in.
I could help it. And then subscribe. We come every Wednesday morning, like we drop it at 5 a.m. PST.
Like it's hot? I'm curious. Yeah, I am not teaching you guys that I'm going to do this anymore.
Sugar. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
XOXO.
Bye.